Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 13th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. At the Game Awards, Microsoft revealed its next-generation console will be called Xbox Series X. It also showed off the exterior design for the first time and demoed a trailer for Hellblade 2. The design is a PC-inspired black rectangular prism with a slot-loading disk drive, able to be placed vertically or horizontally. According to Xbox chief Phil Spencer, the Xbox Series X will offer 4 times the processing power of the Xbox One X and offer 12 teraflops of GPU performance, with support for 8K gaming, frame rates up to 120 frames per second in games, ray tracing, and variable refresh rates. The console also features auto low latency mode and dynamic latency input to increase responsiveness and allow for better game streaming performance. Microsoft also revealed the new Xbox wireless controller, which features a slightly smaller design than last generation and includes a share button for clips and screenshots. The controller will work with existing Xbox One consoles and Windows 10 PCs. The Xbox Series X is slated for a holiday 2020 release. The New York Times reports that, according to sources, the Trump administration has settled on final terms of a partial trade deal with China, offering a significant reduction in tariffs placed on Chinese goods in exchange for a commitment by China to buy American farm goods and enforce stronger protection on U.S. intellectual property. The deal would reportedly delay or cancel tariffs on $160 billion worth of consumer products from China, including a 15% tariff on Apple products set to go into effect December 15th. Facebook said it will not meet its goal of announcing members of its independent oversight board this year. The so-called Facebook Supreme Court is intended to make decisions on content independent of Facebook. The company's head of governance, Brent Harris, said the delay was due to unforeseen issues creating the board's trust, along with narrowing down the 1,000 nominees to 40. Facebook now plans to announce 3 co-chairs in January and the first 20 members after that. The company also pledged $130 million to the trust, which should cover operating costs for the first 6 years. The Wall Street Journal sources say the U.S. Federal Trade Commission is considering seeking a preliminary injunction against Facebook over how its apps interact. The sources say the FTC would ask a court to stop Facebook from enforcing policies on how its app work with potential rivals and forbid Facebook to integrate subsidiaries it has purchased. The injunction might come as early as next month. European Union antitrust chief Margriet Vestager is looking at Apple Pay, as are antitrust regulators in the Netherlands and France. A German law goes into effect January 1st that requires operators of digital money infrastructure to offer access to competitors for a reasonable fee. The iPhone's NFC chip may qualify as technical infrastructure. Banks want direct access to the chip, but Apple requires banks to go through Apple Pay. Apple says opening access to the NFC chip increases the risk of fraud and other security issues. Google announced 2 new features to its Messenger app. The first is spam detection, launched back in January in some countries, now coming to the US. This feature shows you a warning if it thinks a text is spam and lets you confirm if it is or not. You can then report any message as spam and block conversations. The second feature coming to Messages is verified SMS. When sending messages to a verified business, you'll see its name and logo alongside a verification badge in your message thread. Verified SMS is gradually coming to Brazil, Canada, the US, UK, France, India, Mexico, Philippines, and Spain. Google also announced that Interpreter Mode, the Google Assistant feature that translates your conversation in real time, is coming to phones. The Wall Street Journal reports that PayPal is suing the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, challenging regulations that went in place back in April that required digital wallets to guarantee the same consumer protections as prepaid credit cards. PayPal argues that digital wallets are fundamentally different than prepaid credit cards, and the regulation requires misleading and confusing disclosures that reference things like fees for balance inquiries at ATMs that just don't apply to PayPal. The ride-hailing company Lyft announced the launch of a car rental service, starting service in the San Francisco Bay Area and Los Angeles, California. The service will work similar to existing car rental companies, but Lyft will offer rentals to people as young as 22 years old, not impose mileage limits, and charge the local market rate for gas, with rental periods from 1 day up to 2 weeks. Lyft will also offer renters $20 ride credits to cover the cost of going to and from the drop-off locations. In San Francisco, Lyft will offer Volkswagen Passat sedans and Atlas SUVs for rent, while Los Angeles will get Mazda 3 sedans and CX-5 SUVs, with pricing starting at $35 a day. All vehicles will include Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. Lyft also offers 3 tiers of insurance that cover personal liability, damage to the car, and supplemental liability for third parties. Lyft also said it is purchasing carbon offsets for all miles driven by renters. Bloomberg reports that YouTube gained more than 800,000 paid subscribers in India since launching in March and growing faster than Spotify and other domestic rivals, according to sources. YouTube offers YouTube Music Premium and YouTube Premium in India, with music growth driving the subscriber growth numbers. India is YouTube's largest market, with more than 265 million users. According to public filings, Apple acquired Spectral Edge, a UK company that uses machine learning to blend standard smartphone image sensors with infrared shots to improve picture quality and color accuracy. Spectral Edge has said that this can be implemented either in software or hardware. A purchase price could not be determined from the filings. And finally, Alphabet's self-driving car company Waymo gained its first presence in the UK with the acquisition of the Oxford artificial intelligence company Latent Logic. The company was founded in 2017 as a spin-out from Oxford University and specializes in imitation learning, or teaching machines by showing them human examples. Waymo plans to use the tech to help vehicles' behavior prediction and planning, as well as a base to recruit more UK-based AI research talent. Waymo said it has no plans to launch self-driving taxi service in the UK. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.